Thank you, little man. Right on time with my morning coffee like a good boy. And shortbread, too. Going all Ted Lasso on me, Cucky? Well, I suppose I would, too, in your shoes. Or should I say, in your panties? It's almost like you're anticipating something. Oh. Well, you'll have to be patient, babe. Daddy kept me up late and stretched me in places I didn't know I had. Be a good boy and go fetch me 3 ibuprofen and get my chamber pot while you're at it, will you? The bathroom certainly feels awfully far away. Aren't you forgetting something? Pre-warming? If that chamber pot is chilly, you may be in for a disappointing performance review, you know. Oh boy, that was quick. Your ass was on pre-warming detail in a flash. All right, enough of that. I got a pee, so get over here. Oh, that's better. Don't you dare spill a drop. Wait until I'm finished. A little more. Oh, that's better. Wait, I said. Okay. There you go. All done, I think. Oh, look at that. A few drips. Well, that's what I have you for, I suppose. So, get over here and clean, little man. Clean my cunt like a good boy. That's so nice. Eager little tongue as usual. Never fails to amaze me what a month in chassis does to a little beta cuck. Get your tongue all the way under. And do you taste the little present that daddy left? You know he filled me up, babe. Filled me with hot cum just like you used to get to do. God, it felt so good. Your tongue feels pretty good too, I must say. But that's enough for now. I said that's enough. There you go, back on your knees. It's Sunday, remember? So you're in attentive service mode all day. But then you don't forget Sundays, do you, Cookie? Wow, you're kind of a mess. Is that a drop of cum on your chin? No, leave it. It's cute. Maybe I'll send you out for groceries like that. Do you miss it? Miss sex with your wife? Do you miss being the one whose cock I suck instead of being downstairs cleaning while daddy pumps my cunt? Well, of course you do. I've put you in a terrible position, I'm afraid. Having to choose between life as a cuck or being served divorce papers. But it's your own fault, you know, not mine. You know that for real, don't you? Come close. Look me in the eye and I'll tell you why. It's because you're sexually inadequate. Your cock is, I don't know how to describe it. Minuscule, infinitesimal, hand limp. Baby dick and erectile dysfunction is a hell of a combination, champ. And a premature ejaculator, too. My God, it's so pathetic. But you're so sweet, and since we took care of your filthy masturbation habit with a nice tight chastity cage, you're so, so obedient. I just think this is the best arrangement, don't you? This is a good time to nod your head, Cucky. There you go. Good boy. Glad we agree on something. And speaking of attentive, do you think you've been a good and servile cuck this week? Ready for your performance review? Let me just call up my notes here. I don't know, babe. There's a lot of demerits here. Are you sure? Kidding, mostly. Let's see. You've been very good at home. The house has been spotless. Nicely done. A little late cleaning the cat's litter box, though. Can you please make that a priority in the future? Good. Can't have Daddy wondering about a stinky cat now, can we? Oh, and Daddy said you did a great job cleaning his car. Gold star for you. Let's see. My lunches at work have been quite tasty, but can we branch out a little? I think you repeated a few courses this week. Yes? Good. Oh, and you were lent out to the boys in 4B. Was it twice this week? Do you feel like you did a good job? Did you make them all come? All of them? Where, in your ass or in your mouth? Both. Well, those college boys are amazing like that, aren't they? And so well endowed. Well, I'll make a note to check in with them later, but we'll call that a gold star for now. Well done. I'm so proud of you, Cucky. You're looking so expectant. Is there a reason that you're staring at this key around my neck? Oh, yes, yes. Okay, okay, champ. I think maybe you've earned a release from chastity, at least for a few minutes. Bring me that little cage baby cock over here and ask nicely, and maybe I'll unlock you. Everything is fresh and clean, I trust? Good. Now, let's see here. God, your paws are fucking purple. That must be so uncomfortable. What if I squeeze them a bit? Tap them? Twist them a little? Oh my, look at you straining in that cage. So, Cucky, is there something that you'd like to ask me? Well, since you asked so nicely and have been so good. There you are, free as a bird. Now, what would you like to do with your freedom? Maybe go stroke that pathetic thing in the corner while smelling my panties? No? Okay. Maybe, you know, clean my ass. Get your tongue all the way up inside my asshole and give yourself a little two-finger stroke job. I think you lasted a few minutes the last time I let you do that. No? Oh, what then? Really? You think you deserve actual pussy? My pussy? Your wife's pussy? How long has it been since I let you do that? It was last summer, wasn't it? The last time I let you in my cunt? Meanwhile, Daddy filled me up to the brim, what, 4 times just in the past week? And that's not all, babe. I've been giving Daddy my ass. He told me I was going to be his anal whore, and I just melted. What's that? Well, of course I've never let you in my ass, cuck. And why is that? Come close, I'm gonna tell you. Because you're sexually inadequate. Isn't that right? Say it. Louder. Now, apologize to me for being sexually inadequate. Right now. Loud and clear. Well, that was loud enough, I suppose. I think the boys in 4B heard you. Not that it's a surprise to them. But I forgive you for having a pathetic tiny cock. I really do. I know you try to make up for it. And since you've been so good and I'm feeling generous, I'm going to let you have some pussy. Just a little bit, understand? How about it, Cucky? You want a little pity fuck? I thought so, eager boy. Now, go and get a condom. What? No. You stop that right now. Right now, or this pity fuck is over before it even starts. You know the rules. Only Daddy and Daddy's friends get to bareback me. Cucks use condoms, and you're my cuck. So go put on a fucking condom right fucking now. Well then, I'm glad we got that settled. Now, let's get this over with. And stop staring at my cunt. I know you never get to see it, but try to focus. Lube up that baby dick and get over here. No. Ask before you try to slide it in. Please, Mistress Freya, may I have some pity sex? Louder. Okay, yes, you may. Oh, there you go. How's that feel? A real live pussy for once. Well, I'm glad one of us is feeling something. I actually kind of forgot how small you are. And with Daddy stretching me, I mean, I can sort of feel you, sort of. Not for real. But that's okay. You've earned your pity fuck. This is your special time, babe. I want you to enjoy it. That's it. Keep pumping my pussy with that tiny cock, Cucky. What's that? What do you mean you can't feel it? Oh, shit. What time do you think it is? Where's my phone? Oh, no, babe, you're good. I got it right here. You just have your fun. Oh, shit. Look at all these texts. What's that? No, you can keep going. I'm just gonna take care of a few things here. Feels good? What? Okay, I'll even squeeze my pussy a little for you. Can you feel it now? Honestly, I can't believe you've lasted this long. See, condoms are good for you, right? Whoa, have you seen the news? People are just nuts these days. Oh, I'm sorry, Cucky. Of course you haven't had time. You keep going. Feel good, babe? Really good? Then why do you look so frustrated? Think you can make that tiny cock come even with the condom on? God, I hope so for your sake. I hope it's okay that I switched all your condoms out for the orgasm delay ones with the desensitizing gel. What do you mean, why? Well, I thought it might help with your little premature ejaculation problem, of course. Now would be a good time to thank me for being so thoughtful, don't you think? Oh shit. Well, never mind, you keep going. I need to talk to Michelle and she's calling me. Oh, hey, Shell. How you, girl? I'm good too, just putting the cuck through his Sunday paces. So glad you called. No, it's fine. He's been good, so yeah, he's getting a little pity fuck, but I can't imagine this will take long. Yeah, I've kept him pussy free since last summer, so he was literally begging. It was hilarious. You want to say hi? See a little bit of the so-called action? Hey, babe, wave to Michelle. Michelle says hi. God, that frustrated look on his face is priceless, right? What's the matter, Cucky? Getting limp on me? Having a hard time coming? What's that, Shell? Oh, yeah, his pink panties are hilarious, too. I agree. Any progress on getting your boy toy into a pair? Well, I'll help you work on him later, but real quick, you got plans for tonight? Daddy and I are headed to the swing club. You should come with. What? Why? Wait, your boy toy wants to do what? Go to a fucking art gallery. Girl, you tell that little cuck in waiting to man up pronto, or I'm gonna smack him. Or maybe I'll just have Daddy beat his ass in the parking lot, Kidding. I mean, sorta. Okay, not kidding. But think about joining, okay? Cool, sounds good. Text me later. Love you too. Bye, girl. My God, babe, you need to wrap this up, understand? I don't care if you can't come. That's so not my problem. Stop being a selfish little bitch. You used to come in seconds. You should thank me for helping you with your little problem, Mr. Premature Ejaculator. Look, my pity is evaporating. I got shit to do, but I'll give you a nice cum countdown from 10, little man. And some reminders of your status to repeat while I'm counting. If you can't dribble cum out of that excuse for a penis by the time I hit zero, you're going right back in the cage with no orgasm. Got it? All right, better get pumping. Tick tock, tick tock. 10. Say it loud. I'm sexually inadequate. 9. Louder. I'm a pathetic cuckold and my wife fucks other men. 8. I have a tiny limp baby cock. 7. Louder. I wear panties and let real men use my holes to come. 6. My wife locks up my useless little dick and all her friends know. Are you going to fucking come or what? This is truly pathetic, babe. 5. Try this. Mistress Freya, I'm sorry I can't make my tiny dick come. Please forgive me. Well, Cuck, I might forgive you, but I'm not sure you're going to forgive yourself. 4. Mistress Freya, my tiny cock is too pathetic to come. Please lock me back up in chastity. Say it. You fucking say it right now. It's not too late to come if you still can. Stop saying you can't feel anything. 3. Mistress, my tiny cock is too pathetic to come. Please lock me back up in chastity for a month. Don't you defy me, you little bitch. Say it. Or do you think you can come? 2. Mistress, my tiny cock is too pathetic to come. Please lock me back up in chastity for 6 months. Say it, cuck, you better say it. Ask me for 6 months in a cage while you keep trying to come. 1. Mistress, my tiny cock is too pathetic to come. Please lock me back up in chastity for a year with no releases because I'm sexually inadequate. Say it. Again, louder. 0. Out of me, cuck, right now. Time's up. Oh my God, you're still hard. Could you really not come after all that? I don't know whether I should laugh or cry, honestly. But I suppose I'll leave the crying up to you, little man. Now shut up and look me in the eye. And say it. Thank you for asking so nicely. For what? For asking what you need, my little chastity cuck. 1 year is a long time, and it begins right now.